And cord cutters, people who have untethered themselves from traditional cable to watch TV and video in other ways, are getting a gift from the FCC, which is proposing a very technical rule change that would remove some key barriers to online TV and video streaming. It will also benefit companies like Dish Network, as well as giants like Sony and Verizon, which want to offer pay TV over the Internet. Amy Schatz is senior editor for policy at the tech news site Recode. She joins us from Washington. Hi, Amy.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
And this past October, FCC Chair Tom Wheeler said that 21st century consumers should not be shackled to rules that only recognize 20th century technology. So first explain what he meant. What are the rules now and what's the FCC proposing?
All right, so the FCC is basically talking about removing some technical barriers to make it easier for these online companies to offer cable-like services that would compete with the more traditional cable or satellite TV service that we all subscribe to today, with the goal of just increasing competition in the pay TV market, because there's not much competition right now.
And what are we talking about further? Again, for people who haven't followed this, are these online services that are doing their own content, or do they want to use content from the traditional companies?
The idea is, and most of these services have not yet launched, they're working on it right now, they're trying to put together bundles of channels that they could then offer to consumers to stream over the Internet to their TVs that could be possibly smaller and cheaper than what you could get right now from a Comcast or a DirecTV.
So it could be HBO that an Internet company wants to offer.
Right. It could be HBO. It could be the local local broadcast channels, it could be ESPN. You know, we don't really have any details yet because a lot of these companies are still trying to put these packages together, but they're having some problems doing it.
Well, and so speaking of which, people might be thinking of Aereo. This is the company that was offering streaming on the Internet, but it was for free, and they made the claim that they were taking it from the airwaves. They were just pulling it down in a technical way, but the Supreme Court ruled against them, saying that, you know, Aereo was violating copyright laws by just taking this programming out of the out of the air and then delivering it. So that company lost and went out of business. Would these rule changes affect a company like Aereo that just wants to take product for free?
You know, they could help an Aereo if Aereo wanted to actually pay for the channels. The problem Aereo ran into is that they were trying to get something for nothing and then sell it. If they were to, you know, actually pay the broadcast channels to rebroadcast their service over the Internet, then, you know, these rules, what the FCC is proposing to do now would help allow that to happen.
Right. And so what does it say? What does this potential rules change say about whether or not those companies that have that content have to work with these new startups that want to take that content?
You know, in some instances, they actually wouldn't have to work with these online companies. If you're a Disney or if you're a Viacom, you don't have to offer Comedy Central to Sony or to Dish Network. But for the most part, they would generally want to because it means more revenue for them. And for consumers, this just might mean more competition and more choices in the future, because there are a lot of cord cutters out there who aren't happy with how much they have to pay right now.
And yet there were two commissioners on the FCC who are opposed to this. They are Republican. What's their argument?
They don't like the idea of the FCC moving into more regulation over Internet companies. They just are generally anti-regulation, and so it was more on about that.
On that level. But these Internet companies would applaud this regulation because it would help them. Interesting. What does this mean briefly for Apple TV?
You know, for Apple, I mean, Apple's already sort of moving, we assume, with some kind of new TV service, you know, not necessarily what they have right now, which they're selling to consumers. But, you know, this helps multiple companies who are trying to, you know, come up with new packages to compete with Comcast or Direct.
Yep. That's Amy Schatz, senior editor for policy at the tech news site Recode. The FCC taking comments now on its considered rules change. So you might want to weigh in. Amy, thank you.
Thank you.